The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Have you ever tried to buckle a monkey into a spaceship? It's not easy with all those bananas. You're listening to Frank Cotolo on Cotolo Chronicles. I'm the Artist D from the Artist D's fabulous show on 4Culture Radio. Keep listening to Frank right now and download us all at juicedtalk.com after the show.
Yeah, Daddy-o. Daddy-o. Where?
Father of internet radio. Could only be one person, the third man himself, the pilgrim of productive alternative broadcasting, the difficult historian. And the vegetable man. It's me. The laughs are real. The entertainment is fake. Welcome to the piano bar. It's going to be some fun. We're going to set it up and have some fun. So let's have some fun and think at the same time and make social comment and do all the things that people try to do on radio but can't right here on Cotolo Chronicles. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. What was that in the background, huh? Another glitch. Was it another glitch? Another little thing that went wrong? Another detour? My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show. The show that has its ups and downs and has its interrupted interim schedules. It has things that happen, you know, because this show is now. This show is not later, this show is now. Even if you listen to this show and you're not listening live now, it's now. And now can never change because it's now. Well, now changes, but it becomes another now. Let's not get philosophical because, boom, hear that? Because the difficult historian that I am, boom. I don't know, you know, there's all sorts of sonics and, you know, it's really going to be crazy. Things are going to be bouncing off the wall and all sorts of stuff here. Because this was a studio. Well, it is a studio per se, but it was a studio that did a lot more than just radio one time. And, we're going to do some, music. We're going to do some music. I am going to do some music. You're going to have some fun with me because, I am the piano piranha. I need one more title, right? And then I'm going to go over there. We're going to move the whole thing over there. And we're going to play some songs and have some fun and make things up and, really, and as I do it, I'm not going to lie to you. I will be, imbuing. Is that imbuing? Imbuing. I'm going to be drinking is what I'm going to be doing. So I got some drink. I'll tell you all about it over there. It will not be, Yukon Jack. Yeah, something new that we're going to do with. We're going to have some fun on the keys and just sit around like it's a piano when we're drinking. We have our beverages, as you have your beverages, so you'll get time to dispose of your precious bodily fluids. And, no, none you dispose of, and, of course, replenish your precious bodily fluids. as it always happens on this show when we do it all the time right here. So whether, like I said, whether you're listening on one of the many stations that carries this and syndicates this show, by syndicate we mean it plays it after it's live, then it's still now. Now. But here's, I want to tell you something about now that's happening as it's live. As it's live, I'll tell you what's happening. For those of you listening to live, and you know who's listening live tonight? I just learned this. And I'm beside myself. Is that you, Frank? Yes, it's me. And that is that we are being listened to? They are listening to this show tonight for one of the first times, at least that I know of, on the beaches of Cuba. Cuba has joined the Cotolo Chronicles Network. Now, you put that in your pipe and smoke it, all you other internet guys. Cuba, courtesy of SRN Media Works, who went through a lot of trouble to do this. And the internet is so weird there that I say this now and they listen, I don't know, it's not 30 minutes later, but there is quite a gap. But they're doing it. And I don't know what time it is in Cuba. We can look it up. You can look it up if you're listening live. Because this show will run all sorts of different hours in reruns. But, well, not rerun, but I guess it is rerun, but it's not a rerun if you haven't heard it. Then it's new. This is the newest. This is the latest Cotolo Chronicles going on right now. That's all I got to say. Goodbye. No, I'm here, and I'm going to be here. We're going to go over to the piano. The piranha is going to get started. It's going to be fun, or it's going to be a complete disaster. We do exactly what we need to do all the time, okay? All the time, because, why? Because it's, well, wait a second, because, oh yeah, because we have to do that this way, and I'm, you know me, I'm trying to cover all the bases, because there's no staff, there's no sidekick, and tonight there's not even a guest. I couldn't think of a word for guest, but we will be having other guests, but I want to say, hola! Viva la Cuba! I want to say hello to my friends in Cuba because I don't have any. I do. I know people who went to Havana. Alampa to Havana. Shuffle. Nope. Don't start, Frank. Not without the piano. We'll do some special Cuban songs to them. They've always been listening to us around the world. They love us in Japan. It's the next morning. We're the morning show. We're the morning zoo in Iraqi. In Iraq. Not Iraqi. In Iraq. And that whole area. Yeah. I'm the morning zoo. They're listening to me in the marketplace. And it, as dangerous as that might be, on their, I guess they got phones. Because everybody's got the phones. Everyone everywhere. I mean, in the poorest neighborhoods. Years ago, before the phones existed, the iPhones, well, I guess they existed, but before they were so common with anybody who walked the face of the earth, I talked about going to Mexico and going to these very poor communities that all had satellite dishes. And I never could understand that. Well, that means that, and this is true because we know this, because we have friends. We have our, we had, I don't know if we have anymore, we had a fan club in the, fan club? Yeah, the Bears. The fan club in the Philippines. And fan, they have, and that's a poor place, and they want, but they all have phones. Because phones are, some governments of poor countries give phones to the people so that they, I don't know if they have free reign to be able to use anything they want on it, but they do banking there. They do everything they do on their phone. So phones are very important, and a lot of people have them. And I'm glad that they get to the neighborhoods that can pick us up and other things like us, although there is nothing else like us, so they don't. But we know that. And in Japan, of course, going way back to more than a decade and a half, before we were all known for there, and Yokohama fan club over there, and companies that allow people to listen to Cotolo Chronicles as they're working. That's the word I was going to use. So it's not what was that? NS. It's NSFW. SFW. We're safe for work. And we're not like Reddit has some of those NSFW pages. We're, you know, but you still have to put your headphones on or something. Earphones, headphones, things like that. We want to tell you a couple of things before I make the physical move, take the mic out, put it over there, turn the light on. Who did, you know, I didn't turn the light on. I got this little lamp here and I didn't do that because I'm an idiot. That's why. And I know when I am idiotic. And that's what, as far as the it is concerned, that's what will be moving this show. And I just can't wait to sit down and talk and sing for you and play. It's fun. And I'll tell you the rest. Because I want to drink too. That's why. But I'm warning you, don't drink, especially if you're driving or you're listening in a, well, if you're listening in a car, you don't have to be driving, right? But just don't. Just don't drink and drive and don't drink and text because the weirdest things happen. I haven't gotten the subreddit yet. I will announce when that is available. We'll announce it on the blog. We'll announce it everywhere else that anybody cares to read it. And then you'll get that. Coming attractions, the same. This is the first week in a number of weeks we haven't had a guest. Last week, Stacey Lane Wilson was here, and I want to remind you that her book is doing very well. I want you to go out and get it. Go out. Hey, you know what? They used to say that. I want you to go out and get this product. You don't say that anymore. You don't have to go out. You have to move. Your butt doesn't have to leave your chair. All you have to do is go on to your, and you don't even have to have a phone, an iPhone. You'd have a computer. Go over to Amazon. Go over to all the other places where these things are available and get So LA. S-O as a word. S-O, maybe, let me just, S-O-L-S-O-L-A. It's only four letters in that title, as I just realized. Great book. I'm reading through it. I'm almost done. I read like four or five books at a time. So I have a problem finishing one, before the other. Yes. Eventually one does get finished before the other. But so Stacey's book is great. And if you were here last week, if you weren't here last week, do as they say, as Dee told you at the beginning of this, the fabulous Dee told you at the beginning of the show, go to juicedtalk.com. Juiced as, you know, as I may be getting shortly as I get over there to the piano. I got over to the piano and do stuff. And I'm just going to be doing stuff. I'll tell you all about that when I get over there. Plus, I'll be pouring and telling you what I'm pouring. You get your beverages. Replenish your precious bodily fluids. Water should be one, two of them. You know, I don't understand how you could dehydrate on liquid. But they say there are certain liquids. Well, obviously, you can't drink motor oil, even though it's liquid. Because, you know, every liquid is water that tastes like something else, but it doesn't all have the potency of water. So be careful. And don't drink motor oil anyway. There's a lot of liquids you don't want to drink. They're poison. They're no good. And they will not give you the bodily fluids you need. That's it. So what's coming up? In the future, I want to tell you other things here too. Now get her book, okay? Get my book, still available. You look on the blog or just go over to Amazon. Those are great. And there's a new review there on Sweet Shepherd you might want to read in case you have not been convinced yet to spend your $2.99 and get it. Oh my goodness, what do I have to do to get you to spend $2.99 to put a great book on your iPhone or on your computer in your digital possession? What do I have to do? $2.99. All right? I don't know, but you'll do it. And I appreciate all the people who do it. Do. The people who do it, period. And the other books that are there too. Great. License to Skills is a laugh a minute. It's a laugh out loud funny, as they say and have said and will continue to say, regardless of who is listening. Or you know, it irks me, and I'm not, you know, I guess I'm not as competitive as most people who have products, but something that really irks me is how some things that are completely, I mean, I don't even judge things in a certain way because, you know, there's pulp. There's certain kinds of fiction and stuff, and there's books that people like. I mean, I might not read them or what have you, but they have a value. They have an audience or what have you. But the ones that are really absolute crap, I think everyone could say they're crap, even if you like the guy who's writing it. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm just saying, especially when they have to do with contemporary politics. Okay, so you get where I'm going here. Those kind of books that are crap, I don't know how you can get anything out of them. because these Nimrods are also on the radio. They've taken over talk radio, and then they write books, and then you're supposed to buy their books. Hey, screw them. They're rich enough, and they don't even do anything for you, except they make you agree with them, and that doesn't make you feel better. It's a strange drug, whether you're on the left or on the right or in the middle. It's a strange drug when you constantly have an audience that just gets something from you that you know. I never know what I'm giving my audience, and I don't care to know. And I have had audiences, and I've had, you know, groups of people who've listened, who've left and grown out of it, or if they thought so, left and come and go or what have you. I have groups of audiences that have, I've been on so long, I've been a legacy, and they go, hey kids, listen to this, you know, and they go and listen to it, and I know it says you don't want your kids to hear, but I'm not talking about, you know, preteens or sometimes not even teens, you know, millennials, what have you. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. But that's what irks me. Those guys, and some of the gals, some of them are gals who are making money and they're not contributing anything to the language or to the consciousness of mankind. That's what I mean. I think that a lot of the, even those romance novels, a lot of those, and things like that, that's considered cheesy or really commercial, they contribute something to the consciousness of mankind. Okay. But those books that are out there that sell all those books, the one by the leprechaun who's on at night, and the other one by the big bloated, I'm not going to go, you know what I'm talking about. I can get very, very crude and rural and rude and cruel. I said crude and rural. I get rude and cruel because I'm an angry son of a bitch and deep down inside, but I love you. And that's the way that goes. And I want to say hello to everybody who I hate. You're all here. You all know it. But you know that I don't, but that irks me because, you know, I put it together a book as good as, and I know it's good, you know, a book that can contribute to the consciousness of mankind. And recently someone told me that my books, especially like Sweet Shepherd, and one that might be coming up really soon, I hope is going to be coming out really soon, those are, they're postmodern books. And some people have really, like Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl, came out with Gone Girl, and nobody knew her per se, and came out with this book, and it was just terrific. And everybody liked it, and people bought it, and everybody read it. That's good. That changes the consciousness of mankind. Even though everybody gets a little something different, that boom, hear that? Boom, do you hear it? Boom, boom. What is that? I don't know. It's a boom there. Everybody gets a little bit out of something. Okay. So go get the books, blurb.com too, if you want to have some fun with Molotov Memoirs. Now remember, years from now, even when I am gone and buried, and if I'm not buried or I'm ashes or whatever you become later on, the people are going to use that term. They're going to say, Molotov Memoirs are this. And so I think I've created a term that later in the years of literature and whatever that becomes, is going to be known as that. Even though it's a sophisticated form of humor that was that I brought back, and so the term Molotov Memoirs is mine. You'll always remember that's me. Blurb.com has the two volumes, and you can get those digital too. Okay, so they're $5.99 each. Hello, what do I have to do to get you to pay $5.99 to put it on your phone? It's no big deal, and you will enjoy it. It will change the consciousness of mankind. And so it's not, you know, it's not something, you know, you're getting. I don't know how people buy books who like, I mean, people who are like really successful don't go out and get self-help books, right? I mean, if you're really doing well, you don't buy a book that, emphasizes or just, you know, gives you the feedback that, you know, I mean, because you know you're doing well. So you don't, you think Tony Robbins goes out and buys, books to make him feel well and successful, even though I don't know how the hell he is successful anyway? You think that there are certain people who do it, because they don't. They don't do that. Because they, you know, so it only appeals to the people who want to have their reaffirmed opinions and things like that, those kind of books. Hey, you could read what you want. I'm just giving you an opinion, and it's worth nothing, okay? But What do I have to do to get you to spend $5.99? And Lulu, with, I think they're even cheaper. What are they at Lulu? 10 cents? I bought a tub the other day of Philadelphia cream cheese. Apparently Philadelphia cream cheese, a top name brand, by the way, when you begin to buy cream cheese. They have products like all name brands have products, spin-off products, like Lay's has all those, you know, help us make different flavor potato chips and win $1 million or whatever. And Philadelphia cream cheese had spicy jalapeno cream cheese. And this was the biggest bomb, okay, since I forgot the name of that George Lucas movie with the bear. Was it a bear? I don't know what it was. The point is, this was a huge flop. They came out with the product. They're not selling enough Philadelphia cream cheeses? That's the name you buy, and that's the brand everyone buys. It's like Hunt's ketchup. And the Hunt's ketchup is actually a competitor to the other one, which I can't remember. Del Monte? Yeah, Del Monte. Remember Del Monte? What do you mean remember? Wow, it's still there. Okay, so I buy this. Because I'll tell you why I bought it. It was, you're going to believe this price, okay? If you buy Philadelphia cream cheese in this size tub, it's cost, I don't know. What does it cost? It cost, let's say it cost $2.50. Okay, let's say it cost $2.50 in this particular tub. There are so many leftovers that they have to get rid of these or throw them out. I bought Philadelphia cream cheese spicy jalapeno flavor for 27 cents. 20s and not out of date. I will check the date. Still, you know, you use this product by what, 2018, January or something? Okay, 27 cents. You can find bargains wherever you want. Now, don't get real addicted to this stuff, so to speak. You know, I use that as a euphemism in this case. Don't get really excited and start loving this stuff, because it's going to be gone. And the next time you go to that particular place, it'll be gone. They only have so many they're selling and they're gone. So, but who could, 27 cents? You could throw it out and it would be worth it. That's what I mean. So you buy a book for $2.99. You know what cigarettes cost now? Who's buying cigarettes? Anybody? Out there, let me see a show of hands. Let me see a show of arms. Let me see anything that you have there. I can't see it anyway. Why was I talking about? I was just saying about, there was that. Okay. Grandpa Barry is still on, almost heartwarming tales every week. Subscribe to that at YouTube or almostheartwarmingtales.com. And, Mondo Heather. Heather Drain's going to be on again. I'm going to try to get Heather on with, Stacy Lane, and when Stacy come back with Heather, Stacy, Heather, and I, and I'm not going to make the joke. I'm also going to get Michael Askin back. Charles Dennis is coming back. Dr. Andrew Woldar is working on getting back here, and everybody needs to wake up. It's night. Hola to Cuba. I'm going to be moving over now because I'm just dying that, but now you're going to have to come with me on this, okay? Because I have to pick up the microphone, a couple of things I got to do, and I got to put it on the boom. So I got to move the mic over here, and you're going to hear me. Okay, you're going to hear me walk around here now, take my headphones off. We're going to be doing the, okay, I'm on the other side of the studio here. I have to take my, my bench, rolling my bench over. You're hearing this. And then we're going to get the light on. And we're going to move the microphone. Get the light on first. Here comes the light. Going to need some light for this thing. Get the headphones back on so I have an idea of what's going on. And I'm going to take this microphone. Uh-oh, watch that go. Come on. Okay, take the microphone. See how far does this go? Does it go far enough? Yes, it does. I know I already tested that. I actually did something. And I put the microphone on the boom. So, you know, you're hearing boom. Hear that? Boom. Da-boom. Okay, you're hearing that. And that means you'll be hearing me. I'll move this particular wire. And my headphones work this way. And you can hear the piano, can't you? Yes, you can. I'll move this a little bit over here. Let's see. Yeah, can you hear this? Can you hear it now? Okay, so here's the piano. I will tell you this much. I will apologize right off the bat for the piano being a bit out of tune. But, you know, if this goes well and we do this a lot, we'll do it. Now, let's give a plug to what I'll be drinking. I don't know what you'll be drinking. I got a picture of my good friend who passed away on my piano here. So, and I know that if there is such a place that you go, yeah, crazy, somewhere, that he is listening. You know, all these great sounds of the liquor bottle. That's the screw off lid. That's not a lid. Is that a lid? What is it called? You know, on the bottleneck? It is a bottleneck. The cap? I guess the cap. The screw cap. This is Super Mash, extra Super Mash that is aged. Evan Williams has been around since 1783. But this particular bottle's a little younger than that. Since 1880, Kentucky's first distiller, Evan Williams. This is Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Distilled in Kentucky, bottled by old Evan Williams. It's funny, it's not called, it's called Evan Williams, I'm not old Evan Williams. Let me tell you a little bit about this. Or maybe we could do an Evan Williams song. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do this, and we'll do a bourbon song. But first, listen to this. Ready? I hope. There's another great sound of drinking, is the bottle hitting the rim of the glass. This is a totally sensuous. You know, they have two different meanings. This is a sensual. No, I think the sensual, sensuous. No, sensual. You look it up. Right now, I'm already drunk. So here we go. And I'm not going to get drunk. I'm just going to get a little buzzed here. Listen to this now. Hear that? Can you hear that? Oh, I love that sound. Okay. We're going to put, there's our first bit of Evan Williams. I wonder if I'll be barfing later. Stuff is sweet. This, straight bourbon whiskey. I think it's a bourbon whiskey. Isn't bourbon is whiskey? So how could bourbon, Evan Williams. Let's just tune up here. Evan Williams. It's the bourbon we all love. Evan Williams. It's higher and above. It's above. I didn't know where to go. Above. Evan Williams. We love it. Yes, we do. Yeah, I'm making them up as I go on. There's not an Evan Williams song, you see. And you know what happens? The smashier you get, there's not even a word. Here, here's to you, everybody. Okay, remember, don't drive and do this. And we'll go back to the Evan Williams. Maybe it should be faster, the Evan Williams song. We're writing them as we go along. I have no idea. Here's what I have no idea. I can't see the screen, so I don't know how the sound is going. Yeah? How is the sound going? I guess we're okay. Okay, here we go. I mean, a little bit more than a month ago, I was in the hospital, and they said, they asked me, you know, how much do you drink? You know, I drink an awful lot. I drink an awful lot. I don't drink a lot at all. I drink some coffee. Also, I don't practice piano, and I really want to get this thing in tune so that I can. Now, there are wonderful people you want to hear real piano players, because I'm telling you this. This is a piano bar, and I would be like, they'd throw things at me if I was at a piano bar, because I don't do this stuff. My cousin, who's also on Facebook, Bob McHugh, has a name for you. Robert McHugh, you want to hear piano playing and really good versions, I mean, really, Magic Fingers, Bob McHugh. Look him up, get him on Facebook, and get his CDs, too, because he's got good. I hate talk radio. I hate talk radio. I hate talk radio. I hate talk radio. Everybody's listening to the fat people and their fat mouths on where I hate talk radio. Hate talk radio. You got fat people and guys wearing suits. They think they know what they're talking about, but they just want you to be like them. Oh, they just want you to be like them, but you're yourself. You're yourself. You're nobody else. You're just yourself. So, I have another sip now. We're here at Cotolo Chronicles. This is a piano bar. People yell at, oh, what was that? Just a little piece of a song there. I could play whole songs, and I will. What did you say? Over the lips and through the gums. Watch out, stomach. Here it comes. Maybe we can make a song out of that. Huh? How about that one, huh? How about this? Yeah. Over the lips. Over the lips. Over the... No. No. Listen to that. Me, no. That's wrong. I didn't even make up the song, and I know it's wrong. Over the lips. Over the gums. Watch out, stomach. Here it comes. Over the lips. And over the gums, and watch out, stomach. Here it comes, here comes the liquor. Here comes the liquor. Here comes the milk. Here comes anything you drink. Over the lung, over the, what was it? Over the, I heard it, two sips. Over the lips, over the gums, and watch out, stomach. Here it comes, oh, watch out, stomach. Here it comes. these ivories are dirty. They're dirty. Maybe I should move away. Want to hear more of the piano? Here. Here's more. I don't know how to do that. How about this? Can you hear that? Over the lips. Over the gums. Watch out, stomach. Here it comes. You can drink milk or you can drink wine. You can drink anything your stomach says it's fine. Over the lips. Over the gums, watch out, stomach, here it comes. Listen, moving the microphone here. I told you, this is either going to be a total disaster or not. Well, anyway, that was What Over the Lips and Through the Gums by me, Frank Cotolo. These songs are all copyright 2017 Fat Tuesday music, I guess. Why not? Devin Williams, have another sip. Be careful. I hope you're not thinking of going out after this, because I don't, you know, there was a time on television when you couldn't drink real liquor. They had to put like ginger ale or something there. They say that Dean Martin used to drink ginger ale because he couldn't be always drunk. Or he might not have been drunk. He might not have been actually drunk. What am I doing here? For the past many years, I do play live, but I don't use a piano live. I did it once, twice, maybe three times. Okay, I'm sorry. But, only doing it because it was fun to do. And I do these things, you know, now it's really, for a while it's been, hip. Rock stars are doing like, you know, old standards. They do standard songs and they do albums with songs that are out, you know, they're done by, you know, the Sinatras and the Dean Martins and all the standard songs. But I was doing those way before the rock. When I was doing rock, way before the rock people were doing it, because I played in a band that did that kind of stuff, and I always liked a lot of that stuff. Now, of course, you got, you know, Bob Dylan comes out with like three discs. Did you hear about that? Three discs of standards he's doing. All of a sudden, this is like, oh, I really appreciate it. Well, he didn't appreciate it when I was doing them way back then, but nobody, and rock and roll. So what does that matter? The thing is now, now people listen to that stuff. A lot of these guys just got nowhere else to go. And it's true. I think that's true. They can make up all the reasons in the world they want to do these old standards. If it's a standard, it's not old. It's always in tune with the times. It's a standard. That doesn't mean it's old. And it's not nostalgic or anything. It's just a song. It's a good song, and it's lasted forever, okay? It's because it's a different style or whatever, but people used to poo-poo these particular standards, you know? But I think these guys have just run out of things. They're older. Everybody's older. You know, they're all older. Oh, wow. There's a spider walking up one of the speaker faces on, that speaker doesn't work there. These beautiful Alesis speakers they work, but I don't have them hooked up. There's nothing to write anymore. They've written all the songs they can write, even Dylan. I mean, what the heck's the difference? You know, so now they're doing these other things and they're just doing, what they want to do and, who's buying them? Who's doing it? I don't know. Cause remember there were new guys like Michael Bublé, and he's out there and he's doing standards and people, are buying them. Okay. And Harry Connick's been doing standards for a long time. Younger guys, and they're all influenced by the guys who did standards, you know, but, and I'm not a good, I'm a self-taught piano player. That's what I mean. You want to hear good piano, go listen to Bob McHugh and the Bob McHugh Trio or even Bob McHugh Single, because that's good piano playing. I'm just screwing around and, that's all I ever wanted to do, you know, because I didn't think I was, good enough to do the real classical things. Like, I don't even remember what I, oh, nope, I got it. I don't even remember them because I don't. So the little bit of things I knew that were, people get crazy. They go, just play a whole song. Well, maybe I don't know a whole song. All right. How about? Oh, seems like. I could do that. You know, that sound like I'm doing like something really important. I mean, really good. And it's not. It's easy. Seems like old time. Having you to walk with seems like old time. Having you to talk with, and it feels such a thrill. Just to have you and my arms around you. Still a thrill as it was the day I found you. Seems like old time. Dinner date and flowers seems like old time. Staying up all hours and a dream come true, doing things we used to do. Seems like old time. Here with you. He remembered it. go. Things so true, do anything we used to do. That's a fake out. Feels like old times here. That's a fake out, that little thing. You know, these will go up the scales when they finish. Something like that. But I was actually correct, but it was the wrong. You know what I did? I almost picked up. There's a candle dish here. The candle was in it, but there's no candle. And so that was an old. See, there's a old time song. But I picked that up to drink the candle wax, you know, to do that. So have some more Evan Williams. Everybody, oh yeah, just over the lips, through the gums. Watch out, Sunday. Here it comes. There you go. Here we are at Cotolo Chronicles, Y2K plus 17. And here we are at the piano bar. So you can imagine you're just sitting there, and I am doing this with my piano. This is an old Steve Allen thing. They come up with songs that you do real songs like that one, and he would do them better. Everyone could do them better. That's just my style to do them that way. I used to go with a woman who said, who played piano great. I got lessons and everything like that. She said, boy, I wish I could play like you. That's like how you deconstruct your playing. You know, I mean, you can't put the music in front of me. And I mean, I'll look at the chords. I won't look at the music. They could, you know, if I don't know the song, I'm not going to be able to play it. But she could do that, and yet she said, no, but you did something about how you play. So there I am complimenting myself. She was complimenting, I'm just telling you how she complimented me. I'm just laying on this thing. And that's it. But I can't even play chopsticks, and I don't think I can. Well, how do you play chopsticks? I gotta, dun, 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 dun. You gotta find a key, I guess. Is it C? Is it C? I don't know. I don't know. There it is. No, it's something like that. You know, Tom Savino should do a piano bar. Oh, we should do a show where we do Tom Savino and I doing that. Tom Savino is much better piano player. In fact, I've learned things from Tom Savino. I think I learned this classical piece from Tom Savino that I can't finish. It's Rachmaninoff, Rock Your Own Maninoff. I did it correctly that time. You know what that doesn't have? That's going through the motions of piano. You're going to learn things. You got a basic sound, feeling for sound and timing. But it doesn't have feeling. Did you ever hear real concert pianists or jazz pianists play? They put something in their fingers. it's a performance-enhancing finger magic juice or something. But they play with feeling. You could play the greatest. You're going to hear two people play these incredible classical pieces, and the teacher will go, there's no feeling whatsoever. You know, there's such a thing as feeling, and I don't have that. I have my own feeling. Now, nobody wants to use my feeling because it's mine. Now, it is postmodern feeling. It's neo-postmodern feeling because I'm just playing through all the stuff that, and taking a shot every time. We're playing shots with this, huh? How about... I like a lot of the older guys. I grew up and I learned to play, music, by liking music before there was like incredible, you know, rock and roll and things. That was like easy compared to the other stuff, you know, some stuff I listened to the standards and stuff. And I remember I'm drinking, hello, and you're listening to, this is Cthulhu Chronicles. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. We don't have, what is it? I can't play my own thing. So I learned all these songs, and I was like way ahead of the. And this is one of the things that brought Tom Savino and I. And by the way, let me remind you, if you are listening to Cthulhu Chronicles now live, if you're listening live or on a station that also plays Savino Veritas, I don't know if they'll come on after us, but Savino Veritas comes on right after the live versions every Thursday nights of Cthulhu Chronicles. You know, looking out, you know, I got a big window here in front of this piano, and it's just pitch black out there, and there's nothing there. There is a window and there's nothing there but black. I see a window and there's nothing there but black. Anyway, Tom Savino, Savino Veritas will be on after this. Now, let me take 1 second just to check the sound. How do I do that? I move because I don't have all, you know, I don't have this vast equipment moving, but it is working because I can see it. Okay, we're moving right along, and I think we have everything we need with that. Oh, boy, you want to stand up after a couple of... This is why you shouldn't drink and drive. Okay, so I can't... I got my arm. I got my leg caught with... Okay, there we go. And then, you know, you want to think... I could... so what I'm saying is, you know, there's guys like Irving Berlin and Cole Porter. When I started writing songs... Oop, there it goes. Boom. Dun, 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 dun. I could do my own. And that's terrible. Let's make it of that. Probably it's jumping. Although if I jump's not the word. I'm going to lose words as I go along. I'll have another drink. Thank you. Shots, everybody. Okay. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. I could get that, but I have to have it in front of me. I could do. I learned Cole Porter and... All these, Irving Berlin, these songs that have various chord changes. You know, they have various ways. The music is a little more, it's a little difficult, but it's more difficult than just like is, you know, than doing a Clarence Frogman Henry. I ain't got a home. I ain't got a mom. I ain't got a sister. I ain't got a brother. I'm a lonely frog. No, Lord, I ain't got a mouth. I'm already feeling. You know, maybe I should have eaten more. I ate a long time ago. Okay, so I'm just flying around here at the piano bar. Hey, grab another drink. Get around on me. Hey, I don't even have the sound effects, you know, like people going, nothing. Because I'm just in this studio. It sounds okay. And we do have stuff on the wall because we used to do complete productions here, you know. Okay. So, we could do, songs. We could do. Let's see if we can do this here. Can you hear the piano? See, but I only have one mic, and if you put the piano over there, I can't don't play the piano. I probably out enough anyway. You never know just how much I love you. You never know just how much I care. Oh, haven't I told you? Shouldn't I say?
wouldn't I stay your sorry?
And you don't know words, just make them up. That's...
I wouldn't say, but I can tell you so a million or more times. Pardon me there, but I said I want you. Millis, and didn't I tell you so? If there was some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know. Don't know now. Tried, and Lord knows I've died trying to tell you. I call your name inside of a crowd. If there was some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You never know if you don't know. You'll never know if you don't know. Never know if you don't know
now. Chronicles. You know, for a moment, I almost got into it. We have, coming up on the first hour, played a whole bunch of things. I don't know what else we're playing. We can do contemporary, existential. That is everything I do is existential, including another drink. It's Evan Williams. What do I think? You know, they're not going to send me any new stuff. They're not going to send me another bottle or anything. Ooh. It's to also, as I do this, as I become inebriated from, you'll get a better idea of how bad it is to get inebriated. Also, I get a great excuse for hitting bad notes and being more ridiculous than I usually am when I get ridiculous. Sometimes, remember, I don't say anything funny. Everything I say is, I'm serious about everything I say here on Cotillo Chronicles. Did I tell you to go buy the books? Yes. Did I tell you that Stacy and Heather are going to be on with me? But I'm not going to tell you what they are. I did. Hey, you know, Chuck Barris died. For those of you who know Chuck Barris, and I'm not going to say much more about that. He'll show up. He's made the list for this year. I hope none of us make the list. Maybe I said that so that if I don't make the list, I don't know. I'm looking for... I'm looking for various things. What do you want to do? You want to rock down? I don't know. Chris Kenner. Who does Chris Kenner songs? Well, I know Wolfman used to do it. Love a new guy. Live a gold day. That's it. Love a new guy. Make me bring home my pay. That's it. Something you got. You ought to know. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. Now, I want to mention a few things. Oh boy. I didn't expect to even start to play that. I'm not changing keys or anything. I'm just screwing around here. And you know, a lot of you might be saying, what is this supposed to mean? Are you doing, you trying to prove something? Like, is this like a moral lesson? Don't drink. No, this isn't don't drink and don't drink because you get more ridiculous. Okay. This is just, this doesn't do that. This is don't drink and play the piano. No, that's not true either. God, we would have nothing. If people didn't drink, some of the great artists, singers, and piano players drank. So I have all these songs in front of me, you know, I don't know what, to do. That was relative, you'll never know, that was relatively serious. As I said, I almost got into that for a second. My kind of town. I'm singing them without playing them, but, what I am saying to you is, I don't know, I just felt like, you know, I felt like sitting back tonight and just screwing around as opposed to just running it's already happening, isn't it? I love you, baby. And if it's, now I'm just singing songs. I don't know what I'm doing. What else? I could have had them. Oh my goodness. Is it, you know, I ate a long time ago. So I had coffee and then I had a little Nutribar. So I have not, so the alcohol is going into me. And that's happening with that. Already did that, huh? Did he do that? He had tatty tea. Did it take a time? I'm feeling hard. What did it take to buy books? I told you all that stuff. Here at the piano bar, it gets very lonely when there's no one there. You think I've played to like no one. And I'm sure you're going, I know that now. And I can understand why. I don't mean that. I mean that I have played to, nobody. You know what? Why even go into that? Because it there's the joke of that, you know, and then there's the joke. Hear this? This is a key that needs fixing. The hammer will stop. If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me. Don't be afraid to just call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Call me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, like about now, right? There's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who will never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid to just call me. I'll give you my number. Don't email me.
Just call me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, 'cause if you let me, I will always stay with you. You gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do for you. If you call, I'll be right with you. Take this love I have to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid to do it. Call me, don't be afraid, call me. Don't be petrified, just call me. Don't shiver in the dark, just call me. You call me, I'll answer the phone. Don't use an email, call me. Don't text me an emoticon, just call me. Call me, I swear I'll be there.
We're going over the hour here, and let's check the sound to make sure everything's working over here on the board. Yes, it's all working on the board, not on the railroad, on the board. This is Cotolo Chronicles, and oops, my name is Frank Cotolo, man's name that joins the title of the show. Listen, since I don't have the mic with me at this very moment, let's do this. Let's do this so we can go. Everybody got to go to the bathroom. Anybody got to do things? Like, hey, I tell you, this is a really wonderful thing to be doing this and doing it like this, too, as if I'm, hey, can you hear me over here? Wait, maybe if you listen to me over here, there's another microphone across the room. We're going to go on with this and do some more fun, but here's what we're going to do first. We're going to do a couple of these spots. Because where's that other thing here? Because we give you a chance to go replenish your precious bodily fluids. Okay? Can you do that? And then what we'll do, we'll just come right back. Oh, yeah. This is the Cotolo Chronicles. I'm Frank Tolman's name is Jordan Thomas Cho. And let me get a couple of things here I can put here so that you can hear this stuff. And then what we'll do is come back. After you get to go, whew, to the bathroom or wherever else you have to go. What is this? I'm looking for a cup. Oh, here's one on alcohol. Maybe we could do that. Let's do this. Come back, little one.
Cotolo Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world. Thank you. listening. Remember, keep listening.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Bucky's foolproof horse racing method. Yes, Bucky's back after serving 20 hard ones at the state pen, baby, and this time his method of picking winners at the track is guaranteed. You just send old Bucky $50, he's going to send you 10 big winners at any kind of track of your choice. Guaranteed, yes indeed, because the horses he's picked have already won in past races. So hey, if you want the names of guaranteed winners, send for Bucky's foolproof horse racing method.
If you've ever spotted a barred owl, a Blanding's turtle, or a dragon's mouth orchid, then you're one of the lucky few, because the opportunities to spot these marvels are getting fewer. The more we build, the more nature is disappearing. But you can help. Visit OntarioNature.org. The pulse of Ontario isn't in its wildlife, woodlands, and wetlands. It's in the hearts of the people who protect them. Show you care for lots of little reasons.
My name is Bethany, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school. I'll do some things I won't really want to do and some things I won't even remember. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Governor's Office for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention.
Hey, you monkey pilots taking trips to the moon. It's the Artist D, and you're listening to Frank Cotolo on Cotolo Chronicles. Download this broadcast and find hundreds more in archive at JuicedTalk.com.
And we're right here, in dead, almost directly in the middle of you. Stop yelling. And I walk over to the piano because it's trying to pick me up and get me going. Oh, my! I forgot my headphones. Already, I am in dire need of sobriety. Am I going to listen to this again later and just, am I going to be sorry? Am I going to be sorry? Am I going to be sorry I ever did this? I'm already sorry. No, I'm not. I'm having fun with you. You having fun with me? Bobby? Thank you for that little break. We all got a chance to get that. Okay. I mean, it's the Sunday dance. I heard the fans in the floor, you know. Couldn't be there without you. I don't get around, I can't get the key, don't get around much anymore. I miss the Saturday dance. That's it. I miss the Saturday dance. I heard the crowd at the floor. So I couldn't hear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's such at ease, but nevertheless, wash her up memories. I've been invited to dance. I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Oh, yeah, brother. And then I can't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, washed her up memories. Been invited to dance.
I meant the low register. I might have gone before.
Did much later from without you. I don't get around much anymore. I don't get around.
What a weird I just picked a chord to end with. Round. I don't get around. You know, you get giddy after a while. My name is Frank. It's all man's name. We're doing the title of the show. Here, you know, someday I'll tell you the story. I made a record of this. Believe it or not, that particular song, not doing it like that, with a group called Redbone, which people must remember. They were Native Americans. They still are, if they're alive. Remember them? Redbone. Well, how would you know Redbone? One big hit. I'm sorry. I'm hitting things. I forgot they hit. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, I literally made a record with those guys that, and it was a bomb. So there you go. That fell too. So that happened. Anyway, this is it. We're here at the, you know, you get poetic license when you play songs. You do anything you want, you know, you could even do it badly, like I do it, or funny. You know, hey, look, the drunk's playing piano. You could do that. You could just go, I don't care. Laugh at me, laugh with me. Ooh. And here's to you. Remember, we're drinking there. We're having ourselves. Don't drink and drive. Over the lips, over the gums. Oh, watch out, stomach. Here it comes. Okay. We're going to do, we're going to do this. I don't know. I think right here. Sweet talking girl. Sweet kind of words. Don't listen to her. Don't believe what you heard. She'll tell you one thing and she'll mean something else instead. She's a sweet talking girl. I changed the gender. Sweet talking girl. Sweeter than sugar. Kisses like wine. Don't let her love today or tomorrow. She'll run away. She's a sweet. She don't give her love anymore. You can't read without light. Tomorrow, she's a sweet talking girl. Why do I love her like I do? Let the girls come on and they sing like, oh, ooh, 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 ooh. To change the gender because it's different these days. Sweet talking girl touches your soul. She'll make you do things her way until you lose control. Just like a siren, her melody. What happened after that? Her melody, like a siren, her melody. Now, what happened? How did you forget that? Because you're not looking straight at him, looking out of the dark. Like a siren, her melody breaks your heart. You know, that's a good verse. Let me tell you something about this. When I did this, I remember the other time I played piano. At a place that it was a wonderful little theater. It was great. And so I don't do this song when I just do guitar, but I take songs and I rewrite words, which are lyrics. We used to call them words. You never call them lyrics in rock and roll. They say, what are the words of that song? You know? Ooh, I'd like to do that, but I can't do the words. And I wrote this last verse because I liked it a lot and my heart was broken at the time. Sweet talking girl. Touches your soul. You know what I'm saying? You know, also, you could put on different voices. And when you're drunk,
You do that. I do it when I'm not drunk, but I mean, it's put on. I just feel this is existential and definitely postmodern. You can't trust the narrator or the singer, and that's me. So I put on these voices. I just hear them in my head, just like when I'm talking and I'm doing the show, and these character that guy says like that, and got a character comes up. There's a thing again. So that's it. Sweet talking girl touches your soul. She'll make you do things her way till you lose control. Just like a siren, her melody breaks your heart. Her melody breaks your heart. That's how it goes. 'Cause she's a sweet talking girl. I don't know what happens to it. I guess it ends that way. Who wrote that original one? Remember that with the girls? Sweet talking guy. Ooh, that's his heart. I'm only feeling you. I guess you hear voices in you. I don't know how some people just get up and sing. What do they hear in their heads? What do they hear when they're, because I never hear me. I always hear something else, a combination of things. That's existential singing, I guess. Existential singing, it's easy to do. Nobody likes it. Existential singing, it's easy to do. Existential singing, you gotta go do. Existential singing. Oh boy, where's Tom Savino when you need him? Because if he was here, he'd be doing this. Oh, did I say hello again? Hi, it's in the second hour here, and it's going quickly. I'm glad, and I know you're, if you haven't, if you're drunk enough, you're having some fun. And I'm not really telling everybody to get drunk. Please don't go and say, you know what Cotolo did last night? He told us all to get drunk with him on the show. Oh, do it. What the hell? I mean, you know, you're not going to, you're not going to hear these other shows. Remember these other shows I was telling you about before I got on the piano? All these people and this talk radio crap. That's crap. That crap junk is ridiculous. You don't even need that stuff. It gives you tumors. You can, yes, I could do just what I say. Okay. Ready? Talk radio gives you tumors. That's my, if you consider it fake news, I don't care. That's what I say. So, Cotolo Chronicles is not really, it's not really fake. It's not really a talk show. It's already happening. I'm going to get out of here. It's going to be crazy when I'm done. I'm going to need a cup of coffee. It's going to be real late. No, you know what I have to do after this? To write a column. And I remind you that when you're talking about fun political stuff, political pulp on Montreal Jewish News, which if you're listening on True Talk Radio, which plays this show a lot, you know that I love it, True Talk Radio, connected to the Montreal Jewish News, and I'm back there, and it's, I'm having a lot of fun, so go read that. Take the stress off of it all, you know? Dun, 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 da, 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 da. That's the wrong key. I not even find my... No, that's not it. So if I just pick things out of my head, you know, then you wind up, oh God, there's no way to play this. Can I play any of this? I don't know. There's no business like show business. There's no business. I know everything about it is appealing. Everything a traffic will allow. Nowhere can you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra pow. There's no like show people, they smile when they are low. Even if a turkey, you know, and the tank fold, where we'll fold. I can't see it, and I don't know it, but it's, and this is, you may get stranded out in the cold. Still, you shouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. Okay. I don't know who wrote this. Was it This is from a musical called Annie, Get Your Gun. Matt, it's a talk about neo-postmodernism, taking stories. Annie Oakley couldn't sing. And this is really from Annie Oakley, the one who shot the guns, if you even read that. You know that story? Does anybody know that story? I know it anyway. Oh, God, when I was a boy and I saw that movie of the play, Betty Hutton. You know, if you guys or gals out there want to see someone who was considered one of the first baby boomer boner beauties. I just got a whole new phrase. The baby boomer boner babes. Betty Hutton is one of the baby boomer boner babes. You got to see her. And you got to see her in this particular movie playing Annie Oakley. And the movie version of the play Annie Get Your Gun. And a lot of people don't know that this song comes from that place, from that show. No, people don't know that, but it does. But you gotta see Betty Hutton. Animated, great voice, great body, and a whistling face. I'm trying to find the word. I'll take another shot here. Hold on. I'm talking about a face. A great face, Betty Hutton. Go look it up later. Write it down in your book. And this is what they sing. Has no business like show business. No business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Someone up nowhere that you could have the... Wait. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Maybe I should do it slow. Somewhere you have that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold. Fold. You may get stranded and out in the cold. Still you won't change it for us. A sack. I can't sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. No. The day you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. Now, what would that be? What be? I'm with the show. You see the... Oh, yeah. Let's go on with the show. No. Show. I wish I could play the piano and sing like a guy who gets paid. I wish I could play the piano. I might even get laid if I could play the keys and get them down on their knees. I'd play the piano. I'd play the piano. I'd play the piano so good. Good. Oh, I wish that I could play the piano. I'd play it real good if I could only play the piano. Oh, I know that I'd play it. I said I know that I'd play. I think I'm possessed. Some things you could do better drunk. Because I'm possessed. Tubular bells, and then just ran out. Because my hand just ran out. Even if you're gonna touch your nails, let's go on with the show. That's the chord. Show. What chord would it be, huh? Come on, somebody help me. Show. It's a D? It's an E. Even if they can make an effort, let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show. No business like, no business like, no business like show business. You know, classical music guys used to always end their songs, their pieces. They had to let the people know when it was going to be over, because these were just grandiose movements, and there were movements and things and stuff. So they always used to use this particular, this is like education now. Take a shot and then do, okay, this is the education. So they would always end like, they would use this, and you'll hear it. Now go listen to anything as creative and different as Mozart was from Bach, and Bach was from trying to think of another guy quick, you know, as different as they were from one another, they all ended stuff like this. Ready? Right? When the audience was conditioned to know that when they went, so it was always like a major, it was a major to the minor, to the why am I teaching you that if you don't know it? You know what I'm talking about? So it's C to F minor. So F would be the next chord after C, and the progression C, but D minor it. So if it's D, then what is it? Everyone, D, B minor would be D. No, it wouldn't be D. The next one is D would be G. See how it works? Oh, I don't know. It's Kismet.
Oh, baby, don't you let me down.
I don't know. Tomorrow. I don't remember it. I thought I could just go right into that. I'm really getting crazy.
Oh, baby, don't you let me down. Tomorrow. Through the breach with begging, steal and borrow. For a chance to get away tomorrow.
Everybody think I would do a Paul McCartney song after all I've said?
Oh, wow. Maybe gonna lose it on someday. Think I'm gonna stick around on Monday.
I don't know.
Through the hills and all the things I made by my day.
Remember, make up the words if you don't know. I don't know.
Let's just hope you understand. If the weatherman is kind, it doesn't spoil our plan.
Imagine if I practice.
Tomorrow, when we both. Let me know.
You got a court tomorrow, right? Not today, but tomorrow, not yesterday. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Na 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 na. Not bad for a guy who hasn't played it in many years. Let's try the end again. We'll get a picnic table and we'll go on and put a can on the answer come. Oh, let's just hope the weatherman is kind to us and doesn't spoil our plans.
Oh boy, you gotta really go high, huh?
Tomorrow, when we both abandon some more. Oh, baby, don't you let me down tomorrow. Through the week, we'll beg and steal and borrow.
I did it. My name is Frank Cotolo. My man's name is Jones. The title of the show, Cotolo Chronicles. It's my show, and I'm sharing this with you. I might just be sitting here on any given night, just screwing around on the piano, trying to think of things I used to do or didn't do, and I'm making mistakes, and I don't care. And I'm drinking to you. But you want to hear those sounds again? We pour some. I poured more when you weren't listening. Let's get some more sounds. I don't care what I do with my voice. I performed last week and actually did it, so not on piano. You hear that? Now listen. Oh, wow. Huh? Huh? Oh, boy. I don't know if Tom Sabino is listening before he gets on there, but I sure miss him. What a great time it would be to be sitting here. And doing songs like this. What do we got? We have time left, and what else do I have to tell you? Is there anything else I have to tell you about what's going on? Cuba! Hey, I forgot! Cuba! Cuba is listening! What are they thinking? They're thinking, boy, if that's democracy, I'll stay right here in Cuba. I'm gonna think of a Cuba. What is a song for Cuba? A Spanish song? What would be a real Spanish song?
Lady of Cuba, I adore you. I want cigars by the bunch. Lady of Cuba, I adore you. Come on and give me some lunch. I'd like to eat your taco.
No, that's Spain. Cuba doesn't have a song, does it? Maybe we should write a song for Cuba. A song for Cuba. What rhymes with Cuba? Tuba.
I'm going to Cuba. I'm going to bring my tuba. I'm going to play a lot for the Spanish people. I'm going to Cuba. I'm going to play my tuba. And boy, will they be free if they won't. Going to Cuba. I'm going to bring my tuba.
There's no other rhymes, right? Right off the bat. Hula, hooba, hooba, what? I don't know. That doesn't even sound Spanish, for gosh sakes. Right? The Spanish and piano doesn't work as well as, you know. That's Spanish, though. It's not, I mean, Cuba's Spanish, but I think Cuban's more like like, you know, you need a beat. You know, I don't got a drummer here doing it. I just got a banging on the piano. Hello. Servido, adios, amigos. Maybe I could do a song with Cuba. I wish I could do a Ricky Ricardo song. I didn't think of something from I Love Lucy, right? Listen. That's not I Love I can't do the theme I Love Lucy. It has anything to do with Cuba. I can't think of one thing. Oh, that's, what was it? Wait. What did he do, Ricky Ricardo? Babaloo. I can't sing Babaloo. What? I can't do it. Cuba. Hello, Cuba. And welcome. What's the Cuban national anthem? Anybody know? And if you did, how would you tell me right now? Me, Frank Cotolo, here. And, I'm on the brink of inebriation. I think I've had a lot of shots right now. And so I will find another song to sing here. Maybe you could take wise. How about, I mean, hear voices in your head? Listen to this Elvis voice I hear in my head. Wise. Let's get a key here.
Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
That's really not Elvis, is it?
Take my whole life too. If I can help falling in love with you.
You get the giggles, that's what happened.
Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things were meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life through, but I falling in love with you.
I couldn't do the drawback, but I couldn't do the drawback.
I can't help falling in love with you.
You ever hear the 18s do that? There's a kid group. The 18s? Is that their names? The 18s? Gotta watch a clock up here. You know, the daylight savings time started. Eastern, is that Eastern? Yeah, it started. And this clock down here in the studio stayed a regular standard time forever. And I just changed it tonight because I said, you know, I should change it. Oh my God. What I do, dropping things are falling off here. No, we don't want to do I'll Be Home for Christmas because, I'd be crazy to even try the Windmills of Your Mind because I am so absolutely not able to read this stuff. Well, go back to the pile here. Would we ever do anything particularly? I don't know. You could hear the piano, but it's funny how you can. I should have double mic'd. Well, I couldn't double mic it by taking the, let's see how it's going there with the sound. The joint's still recording well, joint? All right. That's working well. Oh, here, I think Tom, hold on a second. I think Tom Savino's saying okay.
Is she saying okay? Thanks. Okay, we know that Tom Savino will be on if you're listening live. So I'm just going to wait for that. In the meantime,
I mean, why not? We got 20 more minutes and there's things to say and things to do. I had to spin around on this. I got all dizzy there. You know what that means? Another shot. Ooh. Now, a lot of you are saying like, oh, sure, you figured you'd drink because it would mask your bad playing. No, it's not. I told you I was bad in the beginning. And I'm just kind of playing it. You know, but as I told you, you hear a lot of these rock people doing these old songs, and I'm just popping these things out of my head here. Just because I used to do these a long time ago, you know, and I can do them too. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be blue. True, could make me be blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might try to be mean, might even be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else give me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you. Now you notice how this is almost masochistic, the lyrics to this. Because it's asking, like, please make me sad. But you listen to the song again, right? Some others I've seen might try to be mean, might even be cross, I lost track, I went into a stare, might even be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. Despite your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Who else could it be? I couldn't do this if I was out, like, well, this is what I would do, and people would, like, throw me, go, get out of here, you! I know, it would be that way. I know there may be many other nights like this, there might be, but they won't, I can't see anymore, but they'll be standing here with someone new. There may be, where's my eyes? There will be other songs to sing, probably as bad as this one, another fall, another spring, but, another spring, but what? Another fall, another spring? Where did that go? I've lost complete track of what I was doing. And there will be other lips that I may kiss.
No, kiss. But they won't taste like yours used to do. Do. No, do. Oh, I may dream a thousand dreams, but how can they come true? I do better when I'm not looking at it and just try to remember. For there, for, nope, maybe not. For there will never ever be another you. Remember Chris, what's his name? Chris Hightalk. There may be other guys that I may kiss, right? Remember? Beautiful song. You ruined it completely.
But they won't treat me like you used to do. Do. There may be another sigh, another song, another pie, but
wow, he really sang like a...
There may be other nights, other kisses, lips that go around. I lick them from the top right to the ground. There may be other tits to touch, but I won't like them very much. For there will never ever be another you.
See the voices. I heard the voices. La la la. Then they went la 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 la. Everybody. La 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 la. My headphones are falling off. La la la.
Massachusetts, he's got her in Massachusetts.
Was that in Massachusetts? It was in somewhere in New England, was it? Oh, wow. This time is just going right by here for Cotola Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotola, man's name, don't title show. See how much fun you can have just hanging around? Don't you wish you were here? You are here. You are here. And remember,
when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sun and the sweet gentle song of a lark. Walk on through the rain, the wind, the rain, and through, and then walk on through the rain.
Though your dreams be tossed and moon, walk on, what's this, the telethon?
With hope in your eyes, and you'll never
talk. I'm supposed to inspire.
I am just, this is really, I want to tell everybody out there that if you have your own radio show or something like this, and you can, you think, you know, you can do this. Do it if you want. Doesn't matter. But don't do this like somewhere and then get in a car and drive. There's many places I could go right after this, but I'm not getting in my car and driving right now. My alcohol level would have me arrested. I'd go to jail. And they'd be wondering, what happened? You know, and I wouldn't make the news like all the other ones. The original internet talk radio guy, Frank Atolo, jailed tonight for IUD. IUD? That's the thing you put in. IUD?
You'll never walk alone. You'll never.
That's not even.
You'll never walk alone. I've had it.
And I don't know how many more minutes left, so that was very quick. So I have to get, oh boy. This is, I can't even take, what? Can I even take this microphone off here? You get the giddies? I better eat something. Shortly. Let me move, see if I can move over without tripping and falling. Imagine if I fell. Oh, there goes the windscreen. Let me go over here to where, hold on. Don't go away yet. I'm here. Let me go over here. Oh, I gotta bring this. Okay, here we go. Da, 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 da. Is everybody, I'm not embarrassed. I did what I had to do, and that was it. My name is Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Now listen to me, all of you. Don't do this at home, and you can... Oh boy, if you're not listening, if you're listening on Juice Talk, go to juicetalk.com. I'll tell you all the places to go knows what I'll do. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I do know that I'm glad to welcome Cuba to Cthulhu Chronicles. Cthulhu Chronicles, the Cuban edition, available. Mamacita! Without embarrassment. As I have, oh boy, now I'm, hear that? Oh boy. It's going to be a good night's sleep, I bet you. Well, next week, who knows? I don't have a calendar in front of me. I can put one here because I have one on my computer here. Will be the 30th. It'll be the end of March already. Oh, jeez. It could be anyone. You keep listening. You know where to get in touch with me? Because a lot of you do at fcatolo@yahoo.com. And you get the blog at CthulhuChronicles.blogspot.com. Maybe I can get, I don't know. I'm in no condition to think right now what I should do or how I should do it. I'm going to try to get this particular show in the can. I'm going to get it in the can. What I mean is I'm going to process this particular wave file so that it could go over to Juice Talk. And eventually you'll hear it over there and you'll just tell your friends and family and you'll go, you got to come over. You know, you could still do this. You could play it anytime you want. If you download it, just have a couple of people over and say, hey, why don't I play along with Frank? Why don't we sing along with Frank doing, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did. And to those of you who didn't believe, I'm sorry. I promised I was going to do this years ago. Not years, because I have done this. I've done it with other people. I don't even want to go back into that. The history of me? Screw that. I mean, I don't care. And I want to remind everybody, don't listen or watch the talk shows about, the talk radio shows on television or on, I keep looking at a clock like I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm supposed to be looking at, where is that? God, I don't even know if I'm still on. Yeah, I'm still on. I didn't look at the stream. Hi. I know I'm recording, but I didn't look at the stream. Try to pay attention to your consciousness. Don't just listen to people who, and you know, the people who don't, I don't think anybody here listens to those people unless it's Jiggy Jaguar. And by the way, if Jiggy Jaguar, if you're listening somewhere along the line, why don't we meet somewhere and get a, make a video that we could, it'll go, I'm telling you, this will go viral. It will go viral. People will have to get inoculated.
They'll have to get inoculated. They'll have to get shots when they're taking shots. Own in shots. Right? Not enough shots tonight.
And we'll get a video of me and Jiggy Jaguar fighting. You know, at least actually punching one. That would be fun. And I get a couple of good shots in there and he could get a couple of good shots. And be good. It'll be great therapy. Everybody will love it. If you're listening live, well, of course you're alive. What I mean is, stay tuned. Cthulhu Chronicles listeners of the live broadcast. And if you're not listening of the live broadcast and you're listening to a rebroadcast, for God's sake, station, go to Juice Talk and follow this show. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to send it out the same way. I'll put it at the edge of my show. I'll take it, clip, I'll butt F it to the back of my show. And then what'll happen? Is that you'll have to take it because you'll take the whole thing. Please take Tom Savino. It's good. It's funny. It's terrific. And don't forget Dead Air. I keep forgetting to tell you Dead Air, the original series available for download also at Juice Talk along with the Artist D with Velvet. I think Velvet's still there and anything else that's on there. It's all for nothing. I don't mean that. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. And I know there were so many people saying, imagine if I paid for this tonight. I will be sober and still humorous and together all together next time that I'm here on Cthulhu Chronicles. So why don't you just come then and we'll do it. I'm looking at the clock now trying to hit my thing exactly at the moment. And we'll go buy books. Go buy my books and read them. Would you do that, please? Would you go do that, please? And then... what do I do with this? I'll just, let's see. Da, 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 da. I got some more time. There's nothing else I need to tell you, though, really. So let's get out of here. That's what I say. I told you my name is... forget it. You know what's going on. Hey... I had some fun. I hope you had some fun, whether you were drinking or not. Whatever you were drinking, I hope you had a couple of laughs. We had some fun here. We'll do it again. And amazing how it goes so fast, no matter what happens. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I am the difficult historian. I am the godfather of internet radio. But most of all, I'm the bard of broadcasting. And I want to say, Sean Hannity, you're a big, fat bag of donuts. A big fat. I said his name. Oh gosh, I don't care. Maybe he'll come on the show.
I wouldn't tell him, but
forget it. I'm scared. Now I'm straying. If I was sober, though, I would tell you how much I hate them all. Hate is a good thing. Didn't I say that in the Shawshank Redemption? I'm going now. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. I guess I better go. I don't really think I have anything else to say.